This is Word of Mouth on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. In 1872, President Ulysses S. Grant established Yellowstone National Park as the nation's first national park. 63 have been named since. And the most recent proposal is to designate millions of acres of Maine forest to become the Northwoods National Park. Proponents say it would help protect one of the greatest underdeveloped regions in the country. Maine's congressional delegation, along with the people who depend on that acreage for their livelihood, oppose the idea. Joining me in the studio to talk about the vigorous debate are two clear advocates for the new national park. Thomas Mark Zelog and Leanne Zelog are co-founders of the Maine Woods National Park Photo Documentation Project. Tom is a professional wildlife photographer, and they are both wildlife conservationists. And full disclosure here, Tom's sister is Beth Zelog. She's NHPR's on-air fundraising and member services manager. And Lee and Tom, we welcome you to Word of Mouth.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for the invitation.
Tom, locate for us where the proposed park would be and how big it would be.
If you were looking at a silhouette of the state of Maine and you went from the bottom up northwards, about three-quarters of the way up, you would find a large expanse of forest that is well over 10 million acres, and that is where the proposed park would be. And the proposed park size right at this moment is 3.2 million acres, a very large expanse that is larger than Yellowstone National Park and Yosemite National Park combined.
And the combined acreage of that forestry up there is about 10 million acres, I understand?
Roughly, yes.
So less than half of that. But Lee, the Kickstarter of this project is Roxanne Quimby. She's a founder of the Burt's Bees natural cosmetic line that a lot of people might know. She kind of got it rolling by donating 70,000 acres to create a new national park. Now, why not just make that 70,000 acres protected land? Why should the forest in question be designated as a new national park?
Well, you're right. Roxanne does have 70,000 acres that she would like to put forth as a new national park. The first thing to keep in mind is that although that is hugely generous and most appreciated, we can't lose sight of the fact that the park is really deserving of the 3.2 million acres. As Tom mentioned, it is a 10 million acre unprotected wilderness area. In that wilderness area, within that wilderness area, there are bear, moose, Canada lynx, Atlantic salmon. It is a magnificent ecosystem. If that ecosystem is to survive and thrive, then it really needs to be 3.2 million acres because animals like bear, lynx, moose, they need large, expansive areas to survive and thrive. So why a national park? A national park will protect the area. It will prevent hunting. It will protect waterways. It'll protect land. It will provide continued public access to the land. And it really is a national treasure just waiting to be protected. It's something that all citizens of not only the state of Maine, the citizens of New England, but all citizens within the country, it's a national treasure that all of us should be able to enjoy for now, future years to come.
I know that neither of you have any kind of affiliation with Roxanne
right.
Quimby, so I'm wondering, Tom, how did you get involved in this project?
Well, I was born and raised in Manchester, New Hampshire, and I spent a lot of my weekends and summer school vacations exploring the Merrimack River. And unbeknownst at the time, I developed this incredible passion for nature and wildlife. And as I grew older, I became passionate about photography and combined the two. So I am a professional wildlife photographer. And I care deeply about wildlife and the habitat in which they reside in. And I have a unique gift. And I want to use this unique gift to give back to the animals of the wild that have given me so much in my life. And I think that's the basis of why Leanne and I have spent so much time and energy on this project.
Well, tell us a little bit about the project. This is the Maine Woods National Park Photo Documentation Project. Tell us about the work. What are you presenting?
What we're doing is we're creating a body of color photography of the wildlife and the nature and the landscape of the proposed Maine Woods National Park so that we can use the photographs to create a book and a traveling art exhibit to educate and inspire people to learn more about the proposed park, and also hopefully grab them by the heart and soul so that, that they will also become passionate about it and would want a park themselves.
Mm. It's really putting a face to the land and the denizens within the proposed park. And the whole purpose of the project is to provide the education and inspiration to people, to rally people around the support of this park.
There's many proponents of the park. There are some people who say there's nothing up there that's worthy of creating a national park. These photographs that we're creating are our answers to that. There is a lot up there to be seen and experienced. It's a wonderful habitat.
We're speaking with Tom Zelog and Leanne Zelog. They're co-founders of the Maine Woods National Park Photo Documentation Project. They're part of the effort to create a huge park of about 3.2 million acres in the northern woods of Maine. And we've been reading about some of the vigorous back and forth between those pro and con. Last week, there was a town meeting with the U.S. Interior Minister Ken Salazar. That was Millinocket last week. Pretty big gun to have discussing this kind of thing. So help us understand, first, the process of becoming a national park. How does it work? Tom?
Well, the first thing that would have to be done technically would Congress would have to authorize what's called a feasibility study. And it's an in-depth, long-term study of the socioeconomic impacts of creating a national park in a given area in the country. And that's what has to be done first. And not only is it necessary for those who want a national park there, but it's also necessary for those who may not want the national park. People need to know the pros and cons and the benefits of a national park. And a feasibility study would be the next very important step in the process.
Now, who is against the project? I mean, I'm reading about Senator Susan Collins of Maine, who says that 95% of Maine's forests are in private hands and that private landowners have a tradition of being good stewards and allowing public access. She's also concerned that a park this size could jeopardize thousands of forest product-related jobs in Maine. What's the data there, you know, on how much money a national park actually brings into the area? I know they get a lot of money from the federal government.
You know, it's who you listen to. Anyone can alter the facts and the data to their advantage. So it really, if you listen to someone who's for the park, they can gather all the information they want and put it on the paper and make it look really good. And the same with the people who are against it. Lee and we're not advocating jobs. We're not advocating the social economic benefits of the park. What Lee and I are trying to get across and what we want to preserve are the three most precious things on this planet. And that is life, life, life. I wouldn't go into a city and deny a person their opportunity to live their life in a city, to get their shelter, their food, or to reproduce and raise their family. And I would not do the same with an animal in the woods. They have a right to live and survive. And the reason why we advocate a national park is because traditionally most national parks do not allow hunting. Thus, that would allow for a safe home for these animals to reside.
This is such a great, magnificent ecosystem. It deserves protection. If we want our children, our grandchildren, future generations to know what a moose is and what a bear is and to see these animals in the wild, we have to be visionaries. We all have to work together to preserve what's left. And this is one of the last grand, unprotected wilderness areas east of the Rockies, and it deserves that protection. And there is more and more of the land is going into public hands, and it's going to deny people access. Right now, access is pretty free, but that's going to change with more land being sold to private developers. It's going to be commercially exploited, and therefore that's why the urgency around supporting the national park.
Well, I found what Tom said so moving, you know, life, life, and life being protected here. But what if you are a Maine woodsman who's thinking about the life of your children and You know, I spend time each summer on Swan's Island. That's up off the coast of Mount Desert. Beautiful, beautiful place. But the talk there often boils down to the interests of the locals and the people from away or off island. You know, there's this sense of competing needs. We only have a few, 30 seconds left, but I just wonder, could you weigh in on that for me?
Well, we have to be visionaries. We're the generation that has to save the world. The world is in trouble, and we are not waiting for the next generation or the younger generation to save the world. You know, it's our obligation as a superior species to have the foresight, compassion, and passion to protect what is left of our natural world. Otherwise, it's going to result in our own destruction. This is a very serious issue of long-term implications. This is not an issue about someone working for the next 5 years. This goes 50, 100 years in the future. People have to open their eyes and ears and listen and look and think about the future for the first time in your life.
Well, Tom Zelog, I want to thank you, and Leanne Zelog, thanks for joining us today.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
They're co-founders of the Maine Woods National Park Photo Documentation Project. And we do have a link so you can see photographs from the project at wordofmouthradio.org or follow Word of Mouth on Facebook and Twitter. You'll find more there. Now, coming up, what did you do this summer? A high school student grabs onto a trapeze to conquer her fear of heights. That's when Word of Mouth returns in just a minute.